Removal of Coordinator in Texas, Notice of Procedure, July 10, 2021. 2. All State Assemblies. From, James Clinton Belcher. Be it known to all to whom these presents come, that there is a lawful and legal means provided for Texas and every other state to assemble, and that means of lawful and peaceable assembly requires the process to take place under the authority and guidance of a recognized summoning authority. There are three, possible summoning authorities charged with the responsibility. The first summoning authority is the President of the United States of America. This office has been vacated since 1860. The second is a quorum of nine, states in session, used during recesses and temporary adjournment. The only state left in session was Texas, so no quorum was possible. The third and only remaining option is for the owner of the Great Seals to call the states into session and operate the United States of America, our unincorporated federation of states, to do it. So that is what has been done. It has fallen to the federation, which is not the federal government, to call the states into session. That responsibility carries with it the obligation to ensure that the assemblies thus created are peaceable and composed of qualified people living within the borders of each state, who have declared and recorded their adoption of their birthright political status, and from there, to provide the discipline, framework, and guidance to establish in each state a general assembly, a business, sometimes called international, assembly, a public court, and a state assembly militia. This is a process not given to interpretation, and we have followed it to the letter. Please note that the Federation must ensure the legal and peaceable nature of the process and the state assemblies that result from it, or our activities could be mistaken as hostile actions and legally suppressed by military force. Once each assembly has been assembled and each portion of this process has been accomplished, each assembly will be fully seated, meaning that all basic functions are in place and operating. Until each assembly is fully seated, it remains under the guidance of the Federation. That is why the Federation is involved in the state assembly process and why it is significantly in control of this process until such time as the state leadership is fully educated and the basic functions of American state government are restored. After such a long hiatus and so much confusion, it is understandable that a mighty educational process is necessary, even about comparatively simple things, such as the role of the Federation as the summoning authority, the role of the coordinators who act as Federation officers, not to be confused with federal officers, the structure of the state assemblies and the functions of the state assemblies. It is also understood that people will continue to be confused and need to be educated on a continuing basis as new questions and issues arise and as new people join the assemblies. We can and we must deal with this educational process as transparently and honestly as possible. None of it is rocket science. All of it is ultimately under the control of the people in each state. Anyone who feels that the Federation is being heavy-handed has a clear road to get the necessary work done, establish the structures, provide the functions, and complete the assembly process. Once fully seated, each state assembly is responsible for performing under the treaties and constitutional agreements already established and for supporting the restored American government, the reconstruction thereof, and also becomes responsible for the conduct of the restored Confederation and Federal Republic. This grave responsibility also includes preserving the peace, not undermining it. Even some coordinators have gotten off track, despite the simplicity of the process, and have promoted the idea that the Federation is the equivalent of the federal government, deliberately confusing the Federation with our run-amok subcontractors. Everyone concerned needs to realize that the actual Federation is the only means that the people of this country have to control the operations of the federal subcontractors. Because the federal subcontractors have run off track and profited themselves greatly by doing so, they don't want the states in session, and they don't want the unincorporated federation of states breathing down their necks and forcing them to abide by their constitutional obligations. As a result, certain public employees and agencies hired by them using our money, have undertaken to undermine the peaceable nature of our state assemblies and have attempted to commandeer our efforts and to misdirect the assembly process so as to create an excuse to brand our efforts as insurrectionist activities and provide themselves with an excuse for crushing our activities with overwhelming military force. It was recently discovered that Eric Dingus, former Peacekeeping Task Force Director, was deliberately engaged in disobeying our instructions and the mission statements for both the Peacekeeping Task Force and the Continental Marshals Service. His actions, if left unopposed, would have led to the creation of an illegal unified and national armed military force, which would have provided the needed excuse to terrorize and kill and confiscate the property of innocent state assembly members. We removed him from the position of Peacekeeping Task Force Director as soon as the nature of his activities came to light, and subsequently had to remove Susan Houck, also. We are now in the process of publishing the mission statements so that everyone has an absolute and clear understanding of the role of both the Marshall Service and the Peacekeeping Task Force. It was also discovered that Eric Dingus directly threatened Texas Coordinator Lilleroy on 3 separate occasions and forced her to step down, and that he subsequently engineered her replacement with Kimberly Reynolds as Texas Coordinator. We advised Kimberly Reynolds of this circumstance and instructed her to divorce herself from any continuing influence promoted by Eric Dingus. Instead of taking this as a hold harmless action on our parts, she chose to continue on the road of artificially induced insurrection and to promote actions in Texas that are contrary to the peaceable assembly process. She has, accordingly, been removed as coordinator in Texas. Those who live in Texas know the public law and know that when you take a job, you have to ride for the brand. Our brand is devoted to the peaceful and lawful enforcement of the constitutional guarantees and the protection of the lives and property rights of Texans and all other Americans. We do not and we will not condone or participate in any form of insurrection, rebellion, or creation of armed forces other than the lawful state assembly militias, operated as they are supposed to be operated within each state, and our land-based Continental Marshal Service, which is our jurisdictional interface with the U.S. Marshal Service. These actions removing Eric Dingus and Kimberly Reynolds are regrettable. We would far rather have good faith and service in the common cause of restoring our lawful government than a lot of illegal interference in the process. However, with trillions of dollars worth of land and other assets at stake, we must be prepared for the ongoing attempts to mischaracterize us and our efforts. Those who have benefited themselves and their cronies at our expense for the last 160 years are not likely to let go without trying to get a fight going, a fight that they would surely win. Our steady course remains to use international law and public law to rein in the brigands and the politicians responsible for abusing the public trust, to enforce the constitutional guarantees and protections, and to do this peaceably, honorably, and lawfully via the processes and agreements established to secure these ends. Unless you wish to see this country and its people engulfed in yet another unnecessary, deliberately provoked, and self-interested civil war, you will immediately understand the necessity that prompts us to expel those who propose any other course of action. If any assembly or member of an assembly hears anyone in their assembly or any other assembly promoting violence, preaching against the Federation as if the Federation was the de facto federal government, moving to incorporate any function of any assembly, setting up any foreign structures apart from the General Assembly, International Business Assembly, public courts, and the lawful state assembly militia, refusing to record political status of members, taking money from foreign corporations, selling information about the assemblies or assembly members, using the assemblies or assembly members for unjust enrichment, promoting Ponzi schemes, trust schemes, memberships in secret societies or otherwise remaining out of step with the simple program outlined above, you are encouraged to notify us directly, so that prompt corrective action can be taken. Use the email, avanovan@gmail.com and the subject line, Jim. James Clinton Belcher, Head of State. The United States of America. We have recently suffered a security breach and an attempt to undermine and commandeer the Continental Marshal Service as well as to redefine the clearly stated functions of the Peacekeeping Task Force. We also discovered that the same person responsible for this activity threatened the original Texas coordinator on 3 occasions and forced her to step down. He also was instrumental in placing Kim Reynolds as her replacement. This situation was explained to Kim and she has chosen to continue her association with this person and to base plans for the Texas Assembly on his advice, which is diametrically opposed to the program of restoration of the American government we have promoted throughout. Recently, she announced that we were a threat to the security of the Texas Assembly. This follows in a long line of similar behavior on the part of corporatists who always blame the victims for what they are doing themselves. The only security breach is the one described and we have done our best to counteract the effects left behind. We had hoped that Kim would be wise enough to distance herself from this damaging person, especially as she is somewhat implicated in his nefarious agenda, as the beneficiary of his threats against the original Texas coordinator. The only danger to Texas or any other assembly derives from their own actions and inactions. Seeking to set up warlike organizations in a state of the Union, especially a southern state, and being willing to take corporate money for doing so, is one of the fundamental dangers, as it allows the de facto corporate governments to claim that we were working at war and insurrection instead of peace and restoration. That then gives them the excuse they need to attack us. We have thoroughly researched the status and impacts of this individual and his activities carried out in our names but against our directives. Kim has been removed as Texas coordinator as a result of her continued close association with the person responsible for that actual security breach and her recent disparaging and dangerous statements attempting to claim that the Federation caused the security breaches, when in fact the Federation has cleaned up the security breaches. We have taken the action of removing Kimberly Reynolds as Texas coordinator as part of the effort to close the security breaches and the misdirection resulting from them. We are a peaceful and effective and lawful organization. We have gained the support of the world in our efforts to restore the lawful American government. We do not intend to be undermined by persons who either don't understand or refuse to honor the actual mission, which is the restoration of the traditional and intended American government. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.